We're going to continue with regard to the marriage, but we're also now going to talk about how the marriage is influenced by the church.
我们要继续讲到婚姻的主题，但是我们要讲到婚姻怎么被教会影响吧。
You cannot be a strong Christian apart from communion with the local church.
你如果不跟本地教会接连参与的话，你不可能成为一个强壮的信徒。
And you cannot be a biblical family if you're neglecting the local church.
如果你忽略了本地的教会，你也不可能有一个健康的家庭。
We've been saying that our greatest need in marriage is to be conformed to Christ.
我们讲到我们最大的需要就是更加效法基督。
And we have talked about the Word of God.
我们讲论了神的话语。
Prayer.
祷告。
Power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力。
But how else are we changed?
我们如何改变了处境？
How are we transformed?
我们怎么样心意更新而变化呢？
We are transformed also within the fellowship of a local body of believers.
我们要在一个本地教会的团契当中才能够心意更新变化长进。
And how does that happen?
这怎么发生呢？这些。
First and primarily, it happens through
最重要的是借着
the public reading of Scripture and the proclamation of the Word of God.
公开读神的话语和传讲神的道。
I want us to go for just a moment to 2 Timothy 4.
好，请翻到提摩太后书第四章。
Look at verse 1.
第一节。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他国度，嘱咐你。
Now, I want you to see something that's of great importance.
我要你看见一些很重要的一些事儿。
This is an introduction.
这是一个介绍啊。
It is unusual, extremely unusual.
这是一个非常不平凡的一个介绍。
Paul is not necessarily a dramatic person.
保罗不是一个很戏剧化的人物。
He doesn't fill his letters full of flowery speech and big words.
他写信的时候不是用一些花言巧语啊，用一些高言大志来写。
He is very direct.
他讲话是直截了当的。
So when you see him give an introduction like this,
当你看到他给你这样的引言的时候，
you know he is seeking to emphasize the importance of what he's saying.
你就知道他在强调他要说话的这些话的重要性。
Let me show you another place where he does this.
让我再给你看另外一段经文，他说这样的话。
First Timothy chapter 4,
提摩太前书第四章
verse 1,
第一节。
But the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Now all the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所有神的话都是圣灵所默示的，没错。
But here he says, the Spirit explicitly says.
这里他说圣灵明说。
This doesn't mean that he's written other things that the Spirit hasn't inspired.
这不是说圣灵还有其他的话是不是他所默示的。
Simply saying, you better pay attention to this.
这里乃是说，哎，你这里要小心哦，要注意哦。
I'm using a language here I don't use in other places.
这里我在用我平常没有说的话，我在强调一个重点。
So go back to 2 Timothy 4:1.
再回到提摩太后书四章一节。
I solemnly charge you.
我在神面前我要嘱咐你。
Now, what is he going to charge Timothy to do?
他要嘱咐提摩太做什么呢？
To preach the word.
务要传道。
Not, he's not charging him to get up and tell stories.
他叫他不是你站起来啊，然后讲故事就行了，不。
He's not charging him to get up and give a lot of beautiful illustrations.
他不是嘱咐他你要起来给很多的美好的比喻和 例子。我
He's not charging him to get up and tell the people what they want to hear.
他不是在嘱咐他，你站起来讲，老百姓要听什么你就讲什么。不
That's clear from verse 3.
从第三节很清楚可以看到。
Don't tickle their ears, Timothy.
不要叫他们烧他们耳朵痒。
Timothy is not to get up and give them, you know, stories about his own experiences in life.
提摩太不是要站起来讲一些他自己生命中的经历等等。
He's calling him to preach the word.
他乃是在呼召他要务要传道神的话。
Not some supposed message that he received from God while he was taking a shower.
不是他在洗澡的时候神跟他一个亮光给他一个信息不。
He's not calling Timothy to stand up and share from the bottom of his heart.
他也不是叫提摩太站起来从他内心深处讲他心里的感受感觉不。
Nobody needs what's in your heart.
没人需要你心里头想的是什么。
I don't want to offend you.
我不是要得罪你啊。
But nobody needs what's in your heart.
没人需要听你心里头怎么想。
If I walk into a church,
如果我到个教会
and the preacher says this Sunday,
传道人说今这个礼拜天
I've decided I'm just going to share out of my heart.
我决定了我要把我的心得我心里的感想跟大家分享。
I'm going to stand up and walk out.
我就立刻站起来离开了我不听。
I don't care what's in his heart.
我不在乎你怎么想。
I want to know what God has said.
我要知道神说的是什么。
I also don't want him to read a verse.
我也不要他读一段经文然后。
And then talk about something else.
然后再天花乱坠不着边际乱讲。
I want him to explain the text.
我要他解释这段经文什么意思。
And proclaim it.
然后宣告这段经文的意思。
Preach the word.
就是说务要传道。
The written word.
就是神写下来的记在经上的道。
Explain the scriptures.
解释经文按着正义分解。
In other places he will say, give yourself to the public reading of scripture.
另外一段经文讲到你要公开宣读神的话语。
How many churches today actually do that?
多少教会在宣读神的话?
That they give time for the public reading of scripture.
花时间公开读神的话。
Very few churches.
很少教会宣读。
Because no one wants to sit there and listen to the word.
因为没有人愿意坐在那儿听神的道。
They want to hear some fancy song.
他们要听一些好听的歌。
But just the reading of the word?
仅仅读圣经?
You mean an entire chapter?
读一章圣经?
Well, people will get bored.
人家都闷死了。
Then the people need to get saved.
那这些人需要得救。
If you're bored listening to the scriptures, you've got a problem.
如果你听神的话语宣读,你会闷的话,你的问题严重。
I solemnly charge you.
这里他说,我嘱咐你。
This is frightening.
这是非常严肃的。
This is serious.
这是非常非常重要的。
This is a matter of life and death.
这是一个生死攸关的事儿。
Heaven and hell.
这是天堂地狱之别。
Judgment and blessing.
这是祝福跟咒诅的事。
He says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus.
他说我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人基督耶稣面前。
When a man is called to preach,
当一个人蒙召传道的时候
and other men lay their hands on him,
别人按手在他身上。
This is dangerous.
这是一个危险的工作啊。
It's dangerous for a man to start preaching.
这个人开始讲道对他来说很危险呐。
Because if he preaches falsehood, he'll be condemned.
因为如果他讲错道他要被定罪的。
It's dangerous for other ministers to lay their hands on him and say he is a preacher.
那些按手在他身上
Because
拍拍他的人说他是个传道人的人也很危险了。
If they do it lightly,
因为他们随便那么按手
and they have not examined him,
他们没有好好检验他的话
and he does not qualify according to 1 Timothy 3,
如果他按着提摩太前书第三章他不够资格的话
then these men are in sin.
那这些按立他的人也犯罪了。
And every wrong thing that preacher does will be partly their fault.
那个传道人讲错的道也会在那些按立他的人身上有份。
And he says, Christ is present.
基督在基督面前，基督同在。
The one who is to judge the living and the dead.
他将来要审判活人死人，耶稣基督的面前。
He's going to judge the ones I preach to.
他要审判那些我所 传讲的那些人。
And if I do not preach the word of God, my blood, their blood is on my hands.
如果我不传讲神的话，我的血在，他们的血在我身上。
There are a lot of ministers today whose hands are full of blood.
很多传道人的手染满了鲜血。
They don't preach about God.
他们传讲的不是神。
They don't preach about the sin of man.
传讲的不是人的罪。
They don't call men to repentance.
他们也不呼召人悔改。
They allow sin in the congregation.
他们容让罪恶在教会里泛滥。
They don't practice church discipline.
他们也不执行教会纪律。
And on the day of judgment, their hands will be covered in blood.
在审判的日子，他们的手会染满鲜血。
It's a dangerous thing to preach.
危险传讲神的道。
But if you have been called to preach, you must preach.
但如果神呼召你传讲他道，你就必须传讲。
You will be judged.
你会受审判的。
By the judge of the living and the dead.
那审判活人死人的主要审判。
And by his appearing and kingdom.
也借着他的显现和他的国度。
He says, you preach.
他说你要传讲他的道。
As one who preaches in the presence of the judge who will judge the living and the dead.
你好像在那一位要审判活人的死人的主的面前，在他面前讲道。
You preach as one who will not stay far away or remote, but will one day return.
你讲道在那位不是遥远的那位，乃是有一天要来审判的那位主的面前讲道。
You preach as one who is a steward of advancing the kingdom.
你像一位管家，你正在扩张神的国度，你要向他交账的那讲道。
The great enterprise and work of God.
是神的事业，神的工作。
It will be affected either positively or negatively by your preaching.
借着你的宣讲，要不神的国度就正面的扩展，要不就负面的倒退。
He says, preach the word.
他说，务要传道。
What is the great need in Canada, the United States, the world?
美国、加拿大、全世界最大的需要是什么？
Preachers.
是传道人。
Preachers.
需要传道人。
Not little entertainers.
不是那些能够给人一些消遣娱乐的。
Not men who just want you to have your best life now.
不是那些使你在今生能够过得美好的那些人。
The world doesn't need spiritual life coaches.
世界不需要属灵的生命的教练，不需要。
The world does not need motivational speakers.
世界也不需要给我们一些刺激的、一些鼓励的人。
The world needs preachers.
世人需要传道人。
Who will cry out, "Thus saith the Lord."
他们会说神的话如此说。
Who will tell people about God?
他们会传讲神的道。
Who is God?
到底神是谁？
What is man?
人是谁？
What has God done?
神为我们做了什么？
What does God call all people to do to be saved?
神呼召我们要做什么事才能得救？
How then shall we live?
我们该怎么样生活？
What is this judgment that's coming?
那将来的审判是什么样的？
Preachers.
传道人
who by the word of God are called to build up.
靠借着神的话呼召我们要建立。
And by the word of God are called to tear down.
神也呼召他借着他的道要拆毁。
Preachers who will preach against sin.
要传讲抵挡罪恶的传道人。
And expose it.
而且要揭发罪恶。
And point sinners to a savior.
而且把罪人指向救主的那位。
That's not going on.
这样的事现在。
That's not happening.
没有发生。
Not only among my people.
不仅是在我的百姓当中。
But among your people.
而且你们的百姓，中国人、美国人一样。
You have so many prosperity preachers.
你们有很多的成功神学家、成功传道人。
So many pastors who live like kings.
好多牧师像。君王一样的奢华生活。
So many that keep you active in order to build their kingdoms.
好多人叫你忙忙碌碌，为了要建立他们的国度。
But they don't preach the word.
但他们不传讲神的道。
They don't disciple.
他们不训练。
They don't pastor.
他们也不牧养教会。
They don't discipline.
他们也不实行教会纪律。
That's what we're called to do.
这是神要我们做的。
To guard the souls of God's people.
要为神的百姓。时刻警醒。 为他们的灵魂警醒。
To be willing to die for them.
愿意为羊群舍命。
To even be willing to be hated by them because we tell them the truth.
甚至因着我们传讲真理被百姓痛恨也不在乎。
To spill our blood for them.
为他们流血流泪。
But to also cut them with the word of God.
而且借着神的话扎他们的心。
We need preachers.
我们需要这样的传道人。
He said, preach the word.
他说务要传道。
Not preach your visions and dreams.
不是传讲你的异梦异象。
Not preach your feelings.
不是传讲你的感觉。
Not preach something that you saw last night in a dream.
不是你昨天晚上做了什么梦，你今天早上起来讲讲。
Preach the scriptures.
那是要传讲圣经。
The written word of God.
记在经上的话，神的道。
And then he says, be ready in season and out of season.
他说，无论得时不得时，总要专心。
All the time.
总是时时刻刻。
Be ready all the time.
时刻做好准备。
Every moment.
每一刻。
To do what?
要干什么呢
？To preach，
要传讲神的道。
Every opportunity that comes to you，
神给你的每个机会
，preach，
传讲。
Whether it's in a pulpit，
不管是讲台上
，or seated on a city bus，
或是在巴士的座位上，坐在车里头
，speak forth the word，
时刻传道。
How do you do it？
怎么做呢
？Now look what he says，
看他说什么。
Reprove，
要。百般忍耐，各样教训，责备，责备人。
That's the first thing he says.
这第一件，责备人。
Reprove，
责备。
What does that mean？
什么意思啊
？It means to expose，
意思是揭发。
To bring to light，
就是把它带到光中。
To prove a fault，
把一个错误揭发出来。
To convince with reason and sound arguments like a prosecuting attorney.
就像一个控告的法官把证据摆列出来来揭发他的错误。
What are we supposed to do?
我们要做什么呢?
The very thing that people don't want us to do.
就是别人不要我们做的事。
We're to use the scriptures.
我们要用圣经。
To show people.
来显明。
You're wrong.
别人的错误。
You're lost.
你失落了。
You need a savior.
你需要救主。
Or if they're a Christian,
或者他们是基督徒了。
You're not walking as you should be.
你没有照着圣经的教导。
Repent.
要悔改。
Follow the word.
要回到圣经。
Then what's the next word he uses here?
用的下一个词是什么呢
？He says reprove.
也要警戒人。
That's what he says to do.
他说要警戒人。
Most preachers don't do that at all.
大多数人根本就不警戒。
I've even heard some preachers say we're not going to say anything negative in our church.
甚至有些传道人说，我在我教会从来不说负面的。
We're never going to talk about sin.
我们不讲罪。
When a preacher says he's no longer going to talk about sin,
当一个传道人说我不再讲罪的时候
，I can tell you that the Holy Spirit has nothing to do.With his ministry.
我可以保证你啊，圣灵绝对不与他同在。
Why?
为什么
？Because Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵来的时候
，He will reprove the world of sin.
他要让世叫世人知罪。
The word rebuke means to censor severely.
所以警戒就是严严的告诫他。
To admonish or charge sharply
就是。严厉的劝诫他
，to demand that men make the necessary corrections regarding their error，
而且要求这个人因着他犯的错误要修正自己，要转回。
Wow. And then he says exhort，
然后说劝勉人。
Parakaleo，
这原文呢、啊？
It means to call to one side.
就是把人叫到一边
To console.
来安慰他
To encourage.
来鼓励他
To strengthen.
来加他力量
It's defined this way by Albert Barnes.
一个传道一个解经家这么定义的
The word properly denotes.
这个字的意思呢
One who urges the practical duties of religion.
就是鼓励别人要尽到自己当尽的本分。
In distinction from one who merely teaches its doctrines.
不仅是教导人一些教义头脑的理性知识，他要鼓励激励人。
This is so important.
这是很重要的。
It's not just teaching people the truth.
不仅仅是教导老百姓神的真理而已。
It's urging them to live in response to the truth.
更是激励他们因着神的话语的光照，你应当如何生活，照着去行出来。
I read an article by Peter Masters from the Spurgeon's Tabernacle.
我在斯布珍那个从前教会的现在的牧者叫做 Peter Masters. 我看着他讲了一篇文章啊，写了一篇文章，
so good.
写得很好。
He was saying this.
他说。
If you preach the gospel,
如果你传讲福音嘛，
and you set forth clearly the holiness of God,
你把神的圣洁讲得清清楚楚，
the sin of man,
人的罪也讲清楚，
the incarnation of Christ,
基督的道成肉身，
his perfect life,
他在世上完美的生活，
his death on Calvary bearing sin,
他死在加略山担当我们的罪，
his resurrection and ascension,
他从死里复活又升天了。
But you do not exhort men to repent and believe. You have not preached the gospel.
但你却不劝勉人，不鼓励他们要悔改相信的话，其实你根本没传福音。
Even in Romans 12, Paul says, "I urge you, brethren."
就算罗马书十二章，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
You see, we're talking here about life and death when we preach.
你知道，当我们讲到的时候，我们讲的是生死攸关的问题。
This is not me just explaining to you a truth and then walking away.
不是跟你讲一些真理，解释解释，然后就拜拜了。我。
But it's do this and live.
那是哎，你照着去做，你就可以活。
Or don't do this and die.
或者你不听神的话，你就会死。
If my son was about to walk in front of a train.
如果我的孩子啊，要在铁轨面前经过。
I will not sit there and just explain to him how a train works.
我不会坐在那告诉他一个一个火车怎么样子运行的。
I will scream, I will beg, I will urge that he jumps off the track.
我会尖叫，我会呼叫，哎，你赶快离开那个轨道。
That's the same way with you.
同样的，
I'm not here just to talk about marriage.
我在这儿，我不仅是讲讲婚姻而已。
So that you know more.
好像你知道更多婚姻的理论。
The key is not merely knowing more.
关键不是知道更多。
The key is applying what you know into transformation.
关键是应用你所知道的，以致你的生命有改变、更新。
Barnes continues.
好，这个解经家继续说。
The one who exhorts.
那个劝勉人的
is one who presents the warnings and the promises of God.
他不仅给我们警戒，也给我们神的应许。
In order to excite men to do their duty.
好叫人受激励来尽他的本分。
It's a preacher who stands there like Moses.
像一个传道人，他站在那像摩西一样。
And says life.
说这是生。
Death.
死。
The promises of God,
神的应许,
the warnings of God,
神的警戒,
heaven,
天堂,
hell,
地狱,
blessing,
祝福,
destruction,
和毁灭。
You say, what does this have to do with marriage?
你说这跟婚姻什么关系啊?
As a Christian, you need to be in a local church.
身为基督徒，你必须参与本地的教会。
But a local church in which the men of God preach this way.
但是这个本地教会属神的人必须这样讲道。
Yes, they preach about love.
是当然他们会讲到爱。
Yes, they will preach encouraging things.
当然会讲一些鼓励的安慰的话。
But there's a sense of urgency.
但是当他们讲道的时候有一个紧迫感。
They actually believe what they're saying.
他们相信他们所说的。
They actually know that all of you will die.
他们知道每个人都要死。
And you will stand before God.
你们会站在神的审判台。
And your blood will be on their hands if they do not preach to you.
如果他们不按着正义分解神的道，你们的血就会在他的手上。
Look at verse 3.
再看第三节。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
There are churches that are growing in Canada and the United States.
在加拿大跟美国有很多教会正在增长。
And they actually advertise this.
他们会这么做广告。
Exciting worship.
哇，叫人兴奋的敬拜。
Short sermons.
短短的信息。
What?
什么?
So you're building a church with people who hate the word of God.
所以你在建立一个教会, 借着一群恨恶神话语的人在建立。
People who want to jump around and sing.
那些喜欢蹦蹦跳跳唱唱唱唱唱,
but they do not want to hear the proclamation of God's word.
却不想听神的话的, 神的道的宣讲。
Or people will say,
或者有人说,
he just preaches, you know, scripture and doctrine and
成天讲圣经讲教义。
Well, exactly what do you want?
除此以外你还要什么?
Well, I want him to tell me something good about me.
我要他讲一些关乎我的事, 叫我觉得没, 感觉良好。
Well, then you're in the wrong place.
你来错地方。
For a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
因为时候要到, 人必厌烦纯正的道理。
But wanting to have their ears tickled.
耳朵发痒。
They want to hear good things.
他们要听好听的,
that make them feel good.
让他们觉得感觉良好。
The preacher should preach good things.
当然, 传道人要讲好消息, 没错。
That make God's people feel good.
要安慰神的百姓, 使他们感觉良好。
Make them feel good about the work of God in Christ on their behalf.
因着基督为他们 成全了救赎而感觉欢喜。
Make them feel good about their new position in Christ.
因为他们在基督的新地位, 他们要感觉良好。
Make them feel good about how much God loves them.
因为神如此爱他们, 他们会感觉良好欢喜。
God's people need that.
是, 神的百姓需要这些。
But God's people also need everything else.
但除此以外, 神的百姓也需要其他的教导。
And there's a balance.
有一个平衡呢。
We simply need the full counsel of God's word.
我们需要神的全备的旨意。
Years ago, I was preaching a series of sermons.
多年前我在讲一系列的信息啊。
And that particular night, I preached on the holiness of God.
那天晚上我在讲论神的圣洁。And
when I got at the end and I was leaving the church,
我讲完道我要离开的时候,
three ministers came up to me.
三个传道人来找我。
And they were really angry.
他们都非常生气。
And they said, We got a problem with you.
我们对你有意见。
I said, okay, what is it?
请告诉我什么问题。
You preached on the holiness of God tonight, and not once did you mention the love of God.
今天晚上你传讲神的圣洁, 但你没有一次讲到神的爱, 提都不提。
I said, that's right.
是没错哦,没错。
Were you here last night?
昨晚在吗?
They said, yes.
他说我们也在。
I said, last night I preached on the love of God.
我昨天晚上讲的主题是神的爱。
And not once did I mention the holiness of God.
我讲神的词,
and you didn't have a problem with that.
昨天晚上你没问题啊。
So I think you men have the problem.
所以我想问题根源在你们身上。
You see that?
看到没有?
We should not be mean-spirited preachers who are just knocking God's people to the floor.
我们不应该做那些成天气愤愤的把神的百姓打下去的传道人啊,
But isn't it amazing?
但不是叫人惊讶吗?
You could preach a series of sermons on the love of God.
你可以传讲一系列信息, 讲神的慈爱,
and not mention anything about his holiness or justice.
你不提他的圣洁, 不提他的公义, 没问题。
And everybody's happy.
每个人都很高兴。
But if you preach one sermon on the holiness and righteousness of God or wrath of God,
你讲一篇信息, 讲到神的圣洁, 神的公义, 神的愤怒,
automatically you're unbalanced.
立刻人家就说你不平衡。
We've created a people who come to church because they want their ears tickled.
我们制造了一群百姓, 他们来教会, 因为他们想要耳朵被烧一烧, 因为耳朵发痒。
And he said, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires.
随从自己的情欲, 增添好些师父。
These prosperity preachers,
这些成功神学家,
sometimes I really do feel sad for the people who follow them.
有时候我觉得那些跟随他的人很可怜呢。
But what I also have to realize is this.
但我同时也要认识到,
If you follow one of these prosperity preachers,
如果你跟随这些所谓的成功神学家、成功传道人、丰盛神学家，
it's just because your heart is like theirs.
因为你的心跟他们一模一样。
You want what they want.
你想要得到他们所得到的东西。
Their God is their belly.
他们的神是他们的肚腹。
They want money.
他们要的是钱财。
They want fame.
他们要的是名誉。
If you're following them,
如果你在跟随他们的话，
you want the same thing.
其实你也在追求同样的东西。
They don't preach on God.
他们不传讲神呢。
Because God doesn't interest them.
因为他们对神不感兴趣。
They preach on blessing.
他们讲的是祝福。
Because that's what interests them.
因为他们对祝福感兴趣。
And if they're your favorite preachers,
如果 你喜欢这些，你是他们的粉丝的话，
your heart is just like theirs.
你的心跟他们一样。
But now let's also look at this in another way.
我们再从另一个角度来看。
They accumulate for themselves teachers.
他们增添好些师父。
Now, I'm an itinerant preacher.
我是个各处传道的一个传道人。
But I am a member of a local church.
但我也归属一个本地的教会。
I am under the authority of that church.
我在那个教会的权柄之下。
I submit to the elders of that church.
我也顺服那个教会的长老的带领。
They watch over my life.
他们为我的灵魂警醒。
And everything.
等等，为我守望。
But I want you to see this from a very different perspective.
我要你从一个很不同的角度来看这个问题啊。
I preach a lot of sermons that may seem kind of radical.
我传讲了很多信息，听起来好像很革命性，反
正 or really exposing sin.
好像在揭发罪恶啊。
And a lot of people listen to them.
很多人听我讲这些道啊。
Not because they love the truth.
不是因为他们喜爱真理。
But because they just like being radical.
因为他们喜欢搞革命。
And they're angry.
而且他们成天愤愤不平。
And they're filled with pride.
他们充满了骄傲。
And they're super spiritual.
他们是超级属灵，超属灵。
And they think everybody's wrong.
他们认为别人都错了。
That's very dangerous.
这是很危险的事儿。
People go on the internet.
有人到网上去。
And they find all their favorite teachers.
找那些他们最喜欢那些传道人。
And they accumulate teachers that are like them.
他们增添好些师父，像他们一样的这些。
That's very dangerous.
这是很危险的事儿。
Even in a good way.
就算你的心意是好的，也很危险。
A lot of people are accumulating teachers on the internet.
很多人在网络上增添好多师父。
But they're not respecting the elders they have in their own church.
但他们却不尊重自己本教会的长老和牧者。
They treat the internet preachers as really great.
他们认为哇，网上的传道人伟大的不得了哇。
And their pastor just can't preach on that level.
啊，他们自己教会的传道人呢不够水平啊。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲啥？
But you need to understand something.
但你需要明白。
Being an itinerant preacher.
我们到处传道的，我们这些传道人。
Or even a professor.
就算一个教授。
Is easy compared to being a pastor.
比起一个本地的牧者，我们容易多。
Three times a week.
一个礼拜三次。
Preparing messages.
要准备信息。
Working hard.
要下功夫啊。
If you're in a biblical church,
如果你在一个合乎圣经的教会
with a biblical pastor,
有一个合乎圣经的牧者
you need to honor him,
你真要尊重他
above all the internet preachers in the world,
要尊重他超过网上这些许多的传道人
you may have other people you like to listen to,
也许有别人很喜欢听他们讲道
but don't accumulate a bunch of teachers,
但不要增添好些师父
you need to get in a local church,
你需要进到一个本地教会
And you need to get under men who are biblical and will care for your soul.
你要到一个合乎圣经的一个人的 牧养之下，他要为你的灵魂警醒。
The conference speaker，
你知道那些布道大会的那个传道者，那很容易。
Sometimes you preach the same message 100 times。
比如说你传讲同一篇信息讲100遍。
You drop down out of the ceiling like an angel on the platform。
哇，你像一个天使一样降落在你的。
You preach your message，
传讲你的信息。
And then a chariot carries you away into heaven。
哦，然后那个火车火马把你带到天上去。
But that poor pastor，
但那个可怜的牧者
，He's just there every day。
他每天在那儿。
But he's the one to whom you owe allegiance.
但是你真正要向他忠诚。
You see that?
你看到没有？
You know, when I was a pastor,
你知道当我做一个牧者的时候，
I would sometimes take a theme like the Holy Spirit.
有时候我会讲一个主题啊，比如圣灵。
And I'd teach on it for 6 weeks.
我会教导6个礼拜。
And then I would invite another pastor to come and preach on a weekend.
然后我会请另外一个牧师在一个周末讲这个专题。
About the Holy Spirit.
讲圣灵。
And at the end of the sermons, I'd stand in the back with him.
讲完道以后，我会在后面。
And my own congregation,
我自己的会众，你知道。
Would walk by,
然后就会从我那儿经过。
Shake his hand,
会握着他的手。
Say thank you so much.
哦，谢谢你讲的可好了。
We've never heard preaching like that.
我们从来没有听过那么好的讲道。
That was so insightful what you said about the Holy Spirit.
哇，你讲到圣灵的话，给我好多亮光啊。
And I'm sitting, I preached on that for 6 weeks.
不是我讲了6个礼拜，你没听见呢。
You see, a prophet has no honor in his own home.
你知道，大凡先知在自己家中是不受尊重的。
That's why you need to be very careful.
所以你要小心啊。
The men I know that are on the internet.
你知道我所认识的在网上的传道人。
You're John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, men like that.
麦克阿瑟啊等等啊 ,Piper 啊。
Lawson
啊还有。
They would look at you.
他们会看着你。
And they'd say, you get off that internet and you get in a local church.
你从网上下来你要回到本地教会去好好的。
Now you can listen and be blessed by some preachers, that's true.
没错你可以在网上听到得到祝福没错。
But you get yourself in a local church.
你要回到本地教会去。
And you say, well, my pastor struggles at preaching.
你说我们那个教会传道人他讲道他挣扎得不得了。
I'm so glad you're concerned.
我很高兴你关心这些事。
And I'm sure you're not a hypocrite.
我也相信你不是个假冒伪善的。
So I'm sure you will do what I'm about to tell you to do.
所以我相信你一定会做我吩咐你做的。
Because you're so concerned for your pastor.
因为你对你的牧者这么关心。
And you want him to preach better.
你巴不得他讲道讲得更好。
So here's what you do.
所以你应该怎么做呢？
Separate an hour a day.
每天把一个钟头分别为圣，
and pray for him.
为他祷告，花一个钟头时间。
You see that?
看到吗？
Another thing.
另外一件事。
Sometimes I really do need to be more sanctified. Sometimes.
有时候我真需要更加的虔诚啊。
I was visiting a pastor.
我在探望一个牧师。
A good, sincere man.
一个非常好的而且真诚的一个牧者。
A young man.
年轻人啊。
And I was standing by his side after my sermon.
我讲完道以后站在他旁边。
And a group of people kind of came up.
有一群人来。
And they said, oh, thank you.
哦，谢谢你，谢谢你。
We never hear the word of God preached like that.
我从来没有听过神的道讲得那么好。
And so this is what I said.
所以我就说了。
Well, if all of you weren't so carnal and immature,
如果你们没有那么不成熟，那么属肉体的话，
and you would quit bothering your pastor and give him time to study,
你就不会成天搅扰你的牧师，你会给他更多时间好好学习。
And you quit gossiping about him and pray for him to the Lord,
你就不再在背后说他坏话，你反而为他祷告的话。
I'm sure he would preach a whole lot better.
我敢肯定，你的牧师一定会讲道讲得更好。
Sometimes people just need that.
有时候
It's called a kick in the pants.
他们需要这样一个警醒，就是在屁股后面踢你一脚，踹你一脚，好好的提醒一下。
I know this is off the subject, but that's okay. I'm not getting graded for preaching.
我知道这有点离题啊，但是不要紧，反正你不给我打分，不会给我打分的。
Sometimes churches will call me.
有时候有些教会会给我打电话。
And they'll say, "Can you come talk to us about what kind of pastor we need?"
你可不可以跟我们讲，我们需要什么样的牧师啊，来跟我们谈一谈。
So I take them through 1 Timothy 3.
所以我们把他带到提摩太前书第三章。
Titus 1.
提多书第一章。
A few passages in 1 Peter and Hebrews.
还有彼得前书，还有希伯来书等等啊。
But then I asked them to put a whiteboard, you know, a chalkboard up in front.
然后我就叫他们前面放个白板。
And I have a pen.
然后拿一支笔，黑笔。
And I do this.
然后我说,
okay, first question.
好，第一个问题。
How many days a week do you want your pastor to work?
你希望你的牧师一个礼拜工作几天呢?
7?
7天吗?
No.
不。
I say 5?
5天吗?
But well, I don't know.
我不知道。
Well, 5.5?
5天半吗?
How much?
到底多少天?
Usually they'll say, well, you know, 5.5 days a week,
5天半,
something like that.
应该可以吧?
I go, okay.
好, 我写下来。
5.5.
5天半。
Or sometimes they say 6.
比如说6天, 好, 6天, 写下来。
Great.
好。
How many hours a day you want him to work?
一天要干几个钟头活?
24?
24小时吗?
How many?
几个钟头?
They say, well, we never thought about that.
从来没想过这些问题。
They say, well, you need to.
你需要好好想想。
You want him to work?
要工作。
8, 9, 10 hours?
10个钟头?
Well, I don't know, you know, 9 hours?
9个钟头吧? 好，写下来。
Okay.
好，一天9个钟头。
9 hours.
好。
Now, how much time do you want him to read the Bible and pray just for his personal devotion?
你要他花多少时间为自己个人的灵修读经祷告?
I mean, after all, this man is going to be caring for the souls of your children.
这个人要照顾你的儿女的灵魂呢？他要交账吗？
Reading the Bible for 15 minutes?
每天15分钟吗？
20?
20分钟?
An hour?
一个钟头?
For personal devotion, a lot of times people say, well, an hour, okay, an hour reading,
一个钟头, 一个钟头读经,
then I'll go, well, you know,
no,
he's also got to prepare messages,
他还要准备信息,
and these messages are going to probably, you know, influence your children. How many hours a day do you want him working on sermons? A lot of them say, well,
很多人说,
3 hours?
4 hours?
Okay.
好,
4 hours. What about intercession?
那祷告呢? 代祷呢?
I mean, interceding for the church.
为教会弟兄姊妹代祷,
how much do you want him to do that?
要花多少时间?
An hour?
一个钟头吧, 好, okay. 好, 写下来。
What else you want him to do?
你还要他做什么?
And what I start doing
当我开始这么做的时候,
is I'm showing them priorities.
我在给他们看什么是重要，什么是次要的。
And that the hours quickly fill up.
很快的时间就用完了。
Do you want your pastor just running around visiting you all the time?
你要你的牧者天天来探望你吗?
Or do you want him studying the word?
或者要他好好查考圣经,
interceding,
为你祷告,
discipling,
然后培训门徒, 传讲神的道,
and visiting the congregation that really need to be visited.
然后探望那些真正需要探望的信徒会众。
What we need to do is we need to give biblical ministry the priority again.
我们需要看到合乎圣经的服事的先后次序。
Now why am I saying this?
为什么说这些话?
This is about marriage.
我们现在讲的是婚姻啊。
Being in a biblical church,
你要在一个合乎圣经的教会里,
where the word of God is preached,
在那里神的道是忠心的被传讲,
where there is prayer,
那里有祷告,
where there are mature brothers practicing iron sharpening iron,
那里有成熟的基督徒, 他们如铁磨铁, 越磨越精,
where there is genuine fellowship and accountability.
那里有真正的团契和彼此的交账位交代。
And are you ready?
准备好没有?
Where church discipline is practiced.
而且那里教会纪律也执行出来。
All of that is what will help lead you to a mature marriage and a mature family.
这一切都会带领你进到一个成熟的家庭，成熟的婚姻里头。
Wow, there's so much to say.
我要说的很多。
Let me just, in the time we have left, let me just hit a few things because we're not going to be able to.
我们还有一段时间，我们会讲一些重点，我们不可能全部都讲。
In church,
在教会里
the first thing needed,
第一件最需要的
is a biblical preaching of the gospel.
是福音的按着圣经正确的传讲。
And a very, very cautious church membership.
和一个很谨慎的教会严谨的会员制度。
If you preach the gospel like most people do today,
如果你像大多数人传福音这样传的话
basically, do you want to go to heaven?
你要不要进天堂啊？基本上他们说。
Repeat this prayer.
啊，你跟着我祷告。
Welcome to the family of God.
欢迎进到神的家里。
Okay, now you can be baptized.
好，现在你需要受洗了。
That's not preaching. That's not the gospel. That's not even Christianity.
也不是传道，也不是基督教，根本不是。
You preach.The holiness and righteousness of God.
你要传讲神的圣洁和神的公义。
You preach the sin of man.
你要传讲人的罪恶。
You preach the love of God manifested in Christ.
神的爱在基督里彰显出来。
Christ bearing sin.
基督担当我们的罪。
Suffering the wrath of God.
他受了神的愤怒。
Dying in the place of sinners.
为罪人受死。
You call men to repentance.
你呼召人要悔改。
And to faith.
然后要信靠他。
You let them know that the evidence of faith is a changed and changing life.
你要让他们知道，真正信心的表现是一个改变的生命。
And when men are supposedly converted,
当一个人所谓归信了、信主了、悔改了
，the elders meet with them.
那长老们要面对面跟他交谈。
Not just some new believers class.
不是一些初信的。班出信班而已。
Elders meet with them.
而且传道人长老要跟他谈。
Listen to their testimony.
听他们的见证。
Explain doctrine to them.
然后把教义解释给他们听。
Hear what they know about truth.
然后听听他们对真理的认识是多少。
And it is when the elders have confidence that these people have been truly converted that they're brought into the church.
当长老对他们看到他们真正悔改了他们才能够带到教会来
And before someone is brought into the church
当有人被带到教会的时候
they know what are the biblical responsibilities of a Christian in the local congregation
他们就知道在本地教会一个会员应该尽的本分是什么
And they are also thoroughly informed with regard to the practice of church discipline
而且他们要彻底的教要彻底的教导，要知道要如何执行教会纪律。
If you do not practice church discipline, you are not a biblical church.
如果你的教会不执行教会纪律的话，这不是一个合乎圣经的教会。
What is church discipline?
什么是教会纪律？
That when someone who is a member of that local congregation,
就是当一个人在这个本地的教会里
，they fall into sin.
他们犯罪了，堕落了。
Just because they fall into sin does not mean they're disciplined.
你仅仅犯罪不见得立刻要执行纪律啊。
But they're disciplined when they fall into sin.
当他们坠落到最终就
And after being admonished over and over,
虽然警戒了多次
they do not repent.
他们仍然不肯悔改
they are put out of the fellowship.
他们就要被赶出教会。
They are put out of the fellowship not as punishment,
不是为了惩罚他们
but for redemption,
乃是为了挽回他们
that being outside of the church,
他们在教会外面
they are brought under severe discipline, oftentimes involving the work of Satan himself,
他们就会受被管教往往是借着撒旦管教他们
until they repent and come back into the congregation,
直到他们悔改再回到神的家中
Matthew 18,
马太十八章
1 Corinthians 5,
哥林多前书第五章
If you are not willing to practice church discipline, you are not willing to be obedient to Christ.
如果你不愿意执行教会纪律，你就不顺服基督的话。
But what do we have in these churches today?
但今天我们看到教会有什么事？
Thousands of members.
成千上万的人呐。
The elders don't even know who their members are.
长老不知道教会的会员是谁。
People living in gross immorality.
很多人活在不道德的生活中。
And no one even knows it.
没人知道。
And when the pastors find out about it,
当牧师发现这些事的时候
they ignore it or hide it.
他们睁只眼闭只眼或者把它隐藏起来。
That's not a biblical church.
这不是合乎圣经的教会。
You're doing damage to the church.
你在使教会受亏损、亏损。
Doing damage to the reputation of Christ.
也使基督的名受羞辱。
And you're doing damage to the sinner.
你也在危害那个犯罪的人。
Because you're allowing them to continue in their sin.
因为你纵容他继续犯罪。
I have heard people say this.
我曾经听到人说。
We love too much in this congregation to practice church discipline.
我们这个会众爱心太大了，我们不能够执行教会纪律。
So, you love so much that you refuse to obey Jesus.
你爱大到一个地步，你就拒绝顺服基督吗？
Jesus is the one who so loved he gave himself to die for our sins.
耶稣他如此爱世人，他把自己生命为我们都舍了。
And he's the same one who commanded that church discipline be practiced.
他也是那同一位吩咐我们要执行教育的。
So I guess Jesus is not very loving.
所以我想耶稣在你眼里不太有爱心吧。
Do you realize that the elders are responsible for every single individual in the church?
你知道教会的长老对教会会里会众的每一个成员都要负责任，要交代。
Do you realize how many elders are not reading the Bible at all?
你知道多少的教会长老根本没有读圣经？
They have 15,000 people in their church.
教会里头也许有一万五千人。
And almost none of them are under the direct care of an elder.
几乎没有一个人是在一个长老的直接的管理下。
You know what's going to be found out?
你知道有一天会发现什么吗？
One day you're going to see pastors.
有一天你会看到很多牧师。
Who have pastored little congregations of 25 and 50 people.
他们在牧养一个小小的羊群，也许二十个人、十五个人。
Exalted far above all the mega church pastors.
比那些大教会的牧师在神眼前。
Because they obeyed the will of God with regard to the church.
因为他们遵行神的旨意在执行。
And many of the mega church pastors just built their kingdoms on the bones of unconverted church people.
很多大教会的牧师，他们借着没有悔改的人的骨头，在建立他们的大小王国、大王国。
This thing of church is very serious.
教会是一件非常严肃的事。
Very serious.
很严肃。
My little boy.
我的儿子。
When he was about 11.
大概11岁的时候。
He began to say, Dad, I believe.
他开始告诉我，爸爸，我相信哎。
Now in most churches, what would happen?
大多数教会我们会怎么做？
He's baptized.
他马上把他受洗了。
That's it.
就
wonderful.
解决了，太好了。
I sat down with him.
我跟我的儿子坐下来。
I said, that's wonderful.
我说太好了。
Wonderful.
很好，很好。
But let's just keep studying the scriptures together.
让我们继续查考圣经看看。
Until your assurance grows and grows and grows.
直到你那个得救的确据越来越坚固，坚固，坚固。
And then here's what we're going to do.
我们要做的是。
When you feel like it's time,
当你觉得时候到了,
I want you to go to the elders,
我要你去找教会的长老们,
and talk to them,
跟他们谈谈。
And he said, and you'll go with me,
他说, 爸爸跟我一块儿去。
No,
我说不。
No, I won't.
我不会跟你一块儿去。
When he's, if he's truly converted,
如果他真正归信主了,
he grows in his assurance,
他的确据会不断的加增。
He'll go,
他会自己去。
Before those elders,
到那些长老面前。
And you know what they'll do?
你知道长老会做什么?
They'll love him,
他们会爱他。
And they will question him,
他们会质疑他。
And teach him,
教导他。
And watch over him,
然后守望，为他守望，看顾他。
And have him come back,
然后叫他再回来。
Until they themselves can say,
直到这些长老们可以说，
We feel confident in baptizing this young man.
我们觉得为这个年轻人受洗，我们有把握。
And receiving him into the congregation.
我们愿意接待他进到我们的会众当中。
But how is it done in most churches?
但大多数教会怎么做？
Sunday school teacher.
主日学老师。
who's just had the children painting pictures of Noah's Ark.
他叫孩子们画挪亚方舟的图画。
No catechism, nothing.
没有任何的基要信仰的教导。
No Bible instruction.
也没有圣经教导。
And goes, how many of you children love Jesus?
你们孩子们谁爱耶稣啊?
What do the children do?
孩子们会怎么说?
I do. How many of you want to ask Jesus into your little bitty heart?
多少人愿意把耶稣邀请到你的小心里?
I do. Okay, I'm going to pray and you repeat after me.
我要祷告啊,跟着老师祷告。
And they pray.
他们跟着祷告。
And they're presented before the church.
然后就到教会就说,这些人信。
They're baptized.
然后就把他们受洗了。
Welcomed into the family of God.
欢迎他们进到神的家中。
And most of them turn out to be Christ denying pagans.
大多数人到最后是否认基督的外邦人。
Because salvation was treated so superficially.
因为他们这么肤浅地对待神的救恩。
Do you see that?
看到吗?
Everything we do in church has eternal consequences.
我们在教会做的每一件事情都有永恒的后果。
And so, as Paul solemnly charged Timothy to preach.
所以正如保罗严肃地嘱咐提摩太务要传道。
So we must see that it is a solemn thing to preach.
我们也要注重这些，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
It is a solemn thing to minister in God's house.
在神的家中服事也是一件非常严肃的事。
And we will be held accountable for what we do.
我们所做的一切，我们都要向神交账。
And these are some of the reasons why you need to do your marriage, do your family in the context of a local, biblical, local church.
因此,你的婚姻,你的家庭等等都要在一个本地教会的背景,也合乎圣经的教会的背景里头,环境里头实行,才有见证下。
Let's pray.
好,我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父,为你的话我们感恩。
I pray, dear God, that you would use this word
主啊,我们求你使用你的道
to be a great help to us
使我们得到很大的帮助
that we might glorify thee
好叫我们荣耀你
in Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen. Amen.